Let's move into a meditation where we welcome the energies of both the masculine and the feminine to be balanced within our body. So I invite you to close your eyes and allow everything within your body to just relax. Have some deep breathing and feel the energy within your body. And focus on the attributes of masculine energy and what they mean to you. You may think of words such as protection, strength, courage, and allow yourself to focus on the energy of the divine feminine. And you may think of attributes such as love, compassion, patience, wisdom, and understanding. And now ask and give the intent to balance the masculine and the feminine within. Give the intent that we now balance the energies of divine masculine and divine feminine within the core of our being. And when we feel, sense, or imagine this balance of divine masculine and divine feminine, know that this is the energy that Kryon comes to you with, this full complement of divine masculine and feminine. So now we welcome in the beautiful energies of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. These are amazing times. The times perhaps you didn't expect. The entire thrust of this program for the last year, for this next year and beyond, is to help you through this time. And the best way to do it is that which I have developed and told my partner would be the Circle of 12. A metaphor for the structure of all things, the 12s, the beauty, the majesty of that. But the main one is to step into an area that old souls are not used to stepping into, and that is your own magnificence, your own soul. This month, we present four channelings, and this will be the first of the four. And those four channelings are going to be called things which are hiding in plain sight. So hiding in plain sight is the title, and it's going to be a revelation of the true magnificence of every human being. The fact that they are hiding means that they are unknown to most. Something which is hiding usually means that there is an intent in the hiding, and there is. We have told you from the beginning that free choice is that which we give you to develop and find things which are hiding. That if you simply wander on this planet and look around with what people tell you, with what is there, with what is presented to you in four dimensions, you will not see it. The ones who were the best at discovering the things that were hiding were the indigenous. They recognized right away that there was more to what was humanity themselves than what they saw. And that led them to so many things that today you are rediscovering. They discovered the things that were hiding in plain sight, including the connection to the earth, the connection to the ancestors. They knew about astronomy way before there were astronomers. They understood what was in the sky and how it moved, affected them, just like the astrologers of today. So there are many things that are hiding, and we have chosen four of the major ones. And the major ones that perhaps you know, or you think you know, and this may be a review for the old souls, but there are so many listening to this who need to hear it. How do I begin to tell you what the first one is? And it's the greatest one. We don't save it till last. We want to reveal it on this program in all of its beauty and its glory. Because these are the things you are not told, dear ones. There is no major belief system today who will give you this statement or this information the way I am going to give you now, and that makes it controversial. What if you didn't have it right? What if all of those belief systems developed so many years ago, thousands of years ago, with all of the trappings and all of the rules, what if that was developed in an old energy because things were hiding and they didn't know any better? What if they misinterpreted some of the greatest things on the planet that were given to them, and today they're being revealed? What if you are far more magnificent than anyone ever told you? And that's the premise. There is a grander truth out there, dear ones. The biggest statement we want to give you is this. Hiding in plain sight, you are a piece of God. To some, this would be blasphemous, for their whole premise of their belief system is that you are nothing and you were born dirty and you don't even deserve to look on the face of God because God is so beautiful and you are not. And if you've been told that, it's tough to rewrite that story. But I'll tell you, it's just the reverse. You have a soul. You know you have a soul. Do you think God would have given you a dirty soul? Because the soul is part of God, and you have a soul. What does that tell you you are? Dear ones, you have inside you the ability to do what the masters did on this planet. It is beautiful, beyond beautiful. It is magnificent. It comes with the promise. And the promise is this, that you can perform the same things that the masters did. And then we start telling you that it comes with consciousness and intent and practice and the energy of the earth, which has shifted to allow it. That's what the Circle of 12 is all about. There was a master named Jesus, followed today by a billion people. And it was carefully done. He was put on this planet as a man, not an angel. An angel did not come down called Jesus. It was a man. And through this short life of this man, especially toward the end, he showed everyone who was there what he could do. And it was miraculous, truly, today. He woke people up, seemingly, who were dead. He created things out of nothing and was able to supply the fishes and the loaves and when there were none. He walked on the water. He did so many things that those who will follow him will talk to you and say, you see, that's why we worship him. He didn't come to be worshiped. Dear ones, that man came to this planet to show you what you can do. He was called the Son of God, and yet He himself, in certain ways, perhaps in veiled ways, in certain metaphors, said, you're all sons of God. And that was the reason he came, to show you what you could do. And in an old energy, dear ones, he was worshipped, and then, of course, he was disposed of. That's an old energy of the planet. That's what you did with the prophets at the time, and he wasn't the only one. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Almost everything he did is being done today by other men in certain countries that the Western world is not even aware of or doesn't want to acknowledge because it's just too strange. Creating things out of nothing, yes, it's been done. Awakening those from the dead, yes, it's been done. Touching people and having them go into spontaneous remission, yes, it's being done. Creating changes in physics so you can do things even as odd as walk on the water, yes, it's been done. In this modern day, you can find it and it's there. Because that was the message of the Master. You can do these things just like I can. Because inside you, you have the creative source. That is the legacy that you come with, old soul. This entire time, from 2012 to now, has been shaped by the changes in the magnetic grid when I arrived in 1989, moving in a way so that consciousness could also start to shift and move. The relationship between consciousness and magnetics has been shown in science and proven. Therefore, consciousness is energy. And now you know, consciousness can play an important part in physics, and they're going to discover that. Already they're starting to work with that which is coherence, and that is what one human being can do with another and with groups. All of these things are starting to rewrite what you think you can do. And now some of those who come to this program as guests will start to use the same words that I have used for all these years. Look for the words, magnificent. That's who you are. It's difficult to rewrite a story. A narrative, perhaps, that you've had from birth that would say to you that you are not able to do certain things, that you're not worthy to do them. And people in high respected places, perhaps even those you love, will face off to you and look in your eyes and say, you know, don't you, that you're not worthy. And you believe them. And it's not a conspiracy to make you unworthy. It's the best they had, dear ones. It's their belief, dear ones. But what if, just what if, it's changed? And now the revelation of a grander truth, a beautiful truth, can be yours. What if the sun has come out spiritually and given you the ability to look around for yourself and say, well, maybe they got it wrong. And it's not their fault they got it wrong. And they're still getting it wrong. It's not their fault because it's their narrative and their story and what they were told and what they believe. But what if it's so much bigger than that? And in that, perhaps you don't need a system at all. In that, perhaps all you need is love. And the compassion to take the hand of spirit and say, yes, I now understand that I am part of the plan that is God. That I'm here for a reason that is far, far grander than anything anyone ever told me. And that reason is to help the planet with compassion and love. And I can do it just like the masters did it with them. And I can assemble people who want to know about it because I love them so much that they'll see that and they'll be at my feet and I can tell them about love. And some of you will. And that's why some of you are here, to emulate the masters of this planet who came here for one reason, to tell you about the love of God and show you what you can do. Hiding in plain sight is a magnificence you didn't expect. Mastery. Ascension consciousness and the beginning of the rest of this planet's energy. And that's why you're here. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. In love with humanity for what you have ahead and what you'll be doing. And so it is.